Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I just sold all of my XRP. And this may be really confusing for some people watching this because they saw me make a video about XRP yesterday, the day before. Please, as you're watching this video, also look at the date of this video, see how old it is. Because the day before, I made a video as XRP was crashing and how I bought back all of my XRP for half of the price as compared to when I sold it 6 months ago, right? 8 months ago. And I wanted to teach people. And the reason why I sold it is because this is a teaching moment. And I want to stand with conviction on what I'm teaching my students constantly. And it is the most difficult thing for most people to figure out, especially in crypto, because these swings are so different. So yesterday I did a video as XRP was tanking. It was down like 28%, 30%, and I purchased it. I bought it at a very significant price point because 6 months, 8 months ago, I made a couple of videos where I sold half of my XRP at $2.20. Then I sold another 40% of my entire holdings at $2.40. Then I waited for the perfect time to re-enter, and we had like a flash crash yesterday. And so what I did is I bought back all the XRP at half the price as an example. Now the next day, today, we've experienced what I believe, and I even said it in the video the day I bought it, that I believe we're going to see it go down more. But after making today's video, talking about this morning, why I made these decisions to buy it, and why it's so important not to HODL. You want to trade in and out on these. And even if you don't want to be a crypto trader, swing trades can be, you know, 1 month where you enter at a certain price, you sell at a profit a month later. Or like this one where I had bought it 3 years ago at, you know, I was talking about on the channel for 18 cents. By the time it hit $2.20, I said, hey, it's going almost parabolic. There's too much euphoria and hopium in the marketplace and excitement. I'm going to exit slowly. I exited and then I waited for extreme distress. And as of today, the filming of this video, the fear and greed index is at 5. To give you an idea of that, how bad that is, I, since January 2017, have never seen with my own two eyes the fear and greed index in the crypto market at a 5. That is incredibly low. But today we had a pop, even though the main sentiment for retail investors in crypto is horrible. It's dismal. So I am seeing this as a dead cat bounce because we are seeing everything popping up except for silver, right? Gold's up a little, crypto's up, Bitcoin's up today 9%. That's a big move in one day. So there'll be a pullback more than likely. So what I did to be an example is I sold it all. I just sold it all. I profited in one day 28% on my money. And the truth is, if I was able to do that just once a month over the span of a year, could you do me a favor and do the math and put that down below for everyone on a percentage basis? If I could hit 28% or 30% once a month with just a strategic sniper shot when it comes to investing, you're killing it. And you sleep better at night. Why? Because you're buying only during crashes, only on weak times. Yet most people only buy when they hear all their friends are making money and their dentist is making money when they go to the dentist and the carpenter's making money on crypto and they finally dive in, but they dove in way too wrong in the cycle. You need to be looking at buying crypto when it's depressed. Then you ride it up. And I'll tell you what, that little lull from when you buy when it's depressed and everyone's making fun of you and laughing at you, that's the hard part. That's the part that you don't like, right? And it's the most boring part. But when everybody else is buying it because their dentist told them or their carpenter or their friends or their family, oh my gosh, I'm making so much money. That's when you sell. That's how we make money. You never make money holding on to something forever. You make money in little tranches, little by little. It actually says it in the Bible. To be able to gain wealth little by little creates wealth. I'm paraphrasing. I don't have a Bible with me. But hopefully you get the point. And just so you know, I'm making this video for a special little girl that commented. A friend of mine's daughter said she absolutely loved the background. And look, congratulations. This is not AI. This is a real channel. Oh, it's hard. I'd say it's real snow. Now it's just sort of ice chunks. It's real. Don't get caught with all these AI channels. They're going to proliferate. They're going to be all over your feed pretty soon. And they're going to have a special tonality. And it's going to be like hip. Can't say the word because I can't say this word. But, you know, when people get people to do things just by the tone of their voice and what they say, it's a real thing. Don't buy into the hype. Don't be a hodler. Yes, I always have a core position. I still have a little bit of XRP. But I just wanted to practice what I preach. And not every single call makes it. One of my cryptos, I don't even want to say what it is because I'm trying to buy more. But like, I'm down 80%. I'm still holding it because the team is, in my opinion, crushing it. They're building code like crazy and they're solving a problem in the blockchain space. But I'm down, my position's down 80%. And I'm slowly finding other opportunities to buy, sell, and then take some of that profit, not all of it. Let me explain this too. This is really valuable. But I'm taking some of it and I'm putting it into those other ones that are way down where the teams are still working, they're still crushing, they're still building. Real world problems being solved on the blockchain. But look at what else I did. I want to explain this. So out of the 28% I made today, I took half of that. I'm going to be really teaching this in my coaching calls later this year. Every single time, I'm going to change up this year. 50% of my gain is going to go into USDC, and it is going to go and make a nice 4% yield. And it's going to be stashed on an exchange making 4%. And it is only there in case of an extreme emergency, meaning an extreme opportunity. That's what I've been trying to get through for 4 years now or 5 years on YouTube. Take advantage of the tragedies, buy low and sell high. People say it all the time, but they don't truly do it. And that's why today I sold all of my XRP. If I'm wrong and it goes up to $1.80 or $2 in the next handful of weeks, guess what? You guys are all stoked. You know what I'm not going to do? Be upset because I just won and I want you to win. And that's how we win, by taking little wins, little wins. I'm going to go snipe out another opportunity, another blockchain that is misunderstood on low volume. It's low and slowly creep into it and I'll sell it again. That's how you have to be in 2026. It's a whole different part of the crypto cycle, and there's still money to be made, but it means you have to adjust how you're looking at the target. All right, with that being said, thank you so much for watching. Let me know what you think about XRP down below. The Economic Ninja is out.